Is this Motion Pacifica? Oh, let me see if it's on this chain, because you changed it somewhat. Okay. All right. Found it.
Okay, and I just found it too.
So, do you want to send it, or I'll send it.
Okay.
One moment. I have it. Maybe this is the right one. Yeah, I just sent it out. Buddy. Alex, are you ready to explain yours briefly, and then we'll have Max explain his.
Sure. Okay. Let me read you the operative part of the motion. It says, for the motion on location and staffing of the Pacifica National Office, whereas Article 12 of the Pacifica bylaws requires a national office to be located in California, where it states, the foundation shall keep as its principal office in the state of California, and I'm not going to read the rest of that. Basically, I'm quoting the entire Article 12, but it talks about all the different functions that office should be doing, which is keeping, being the repository where the board of directors' minutes are kept, LSB's minutes, books and records, membership records. It also requires that a copy of the foundation's articles and bylaws be kept there, tax records. So, okay, I'm going to dispense with quoting that. It's all Article 12 of the bylaws. And then I continue. And whereas the failure to have a national office staffed by an office manager exposes Pacifica to possible legal and financial problems, and whereas the Pacifica station in Berkeley, KPFA, has a space they can make available for the Pacifica National Office, and KPFA management has graciously agreed to house the national office there, be it resolved that a national office shall immediately be located in the available space in the KPFA building, and that a part-time office manager be hired to manage its affairs. I think that's sort of pretty direct. We are mandated to have a national office in California, and the responsibilities of that national office are spelled out in the bylaws. And whereas we don't need the kind of staff that we had in the past, we still need some sort of national office for to serve as a repository for our records and to collect mail and so on. And since we have space available at KPFA, we need to take advantage of that. So that's basically the motivation behind this, and that's it.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Now, Maxie,
Bill from SAC.
We're not going to take discussion right this minute, Bill, because Maxie's motion is has a significant difference between from Alex's motion. What I'd like to do is have Maxie explain his motion to the extent that it's different from Alex's, and it should be understood by the general public that in our report out from our closed session, we've already decided to close the national office and move, have a smaller national office within the KPFA building. So that part of Alex's motion has already been decided. So I'm going to give you the floor, Maxie, to explain your motion, where it's different from Alex's.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Okay, so actually, I used Alex's motion pretty much as a template, so there's very little difference except for, I think, one key piece and then some what I call additional considerations to support the motion, if you will. So the fundamental difference between what Alex proposed and what I is that I think in Alex's motion, although I don't remember hearing it in his recent read, he articulated the type of employee that needed to be hired for the relocated national office as a part-time office manager. in my motion, I argue that it should be a database administrator who is full-time. And I give a cost estimate for the salary for that full-time employee. But more important, provide a justification that, and I mentioned this, and we had discussion about the customer relations management system, that actually what we need beyond someone who's just there part-time to open mail and make sure it goes where it needs to go, I would offer that we need to have someone who can actually manage a centralized database for the organization. Because, again, my read of the bylaws suggests that the national office is supposed to have a copy of all the membership databases throughout our network. And I think we need to employ someone who not only can make sure that we're up to date, but also knows how to produce reports and do any other kind of a CRM. And so that's the biggest difference. The other thing that I mentioned is a bit of information in my discussions with KPFA's general manager, Quincy McCoy, that make it clear that this is not an ideal situation for us to move into KPFA and that it needs to be considered a temporary fix and a more long-term discussion and considerations if, in fact, we end up hiring a permanent CFO, which I know is the plan, and any other positions would be able to be accommodated. And KPFA may be the solution for that, but it may not be. And so I just articulate that. Another thing that I articulate in support of this relocation situation is how mail is currently handled and identifying the fact that we already have mail with a financial nature forwarded to NETA, who is handling our financial management and accounting practices. And so the mail is articulated that way. And in fact, the interim CFO who we approved this evening is the person who receives that mail. I think that is it, other than, again, in my support considerations, my additional considerations, I articulate the fact that conversation has been had with Pacifica IT personnel, Jonathan Alexander, and then a preliminary plan pertaining to redistribution and disposal of technical equipment, relocation of servers into KPFA, and what is necessary to accommodate a suite of telecommunication services for the P&O, including phone, facsimile, modems, printers, scanners, copy machines, et cetera, that process has begun and is already under rigorous consideration. So that's the difference between the two motions. They're actually quite similar. In fact, I had suggested to Grace that if Alex had had the time, I know he traveled from out of the country, but if he had had time, he might have reviewed them and realized that I really was just building on what he had already established. So I'll be quiet and listen up.
Okay, for those listening on the stream, it should be understood that we had a very productive closed session before we began the open session tonight, and we've also gotten a lot done in this open session as well, and it's getting kind of late on the East Coast, so we may want to further discuss this issue. This is going to be up to the body, not up to me. But so just for, let's say, a while, let's open both motions up to general discussion. And then if the body wants to take up one or the other one or whatever, we can bring that up and formalize this a little bit more. But I'll open up a stack for just discussion of these two related motions side by side. Would anyone like to
Bill?
Speak?
Alex.
Okay, Bill, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to move to refer both of these to the Strategic Planning Committee. And the reason is I don't think we're ready to decide yet what kind of employee should be hired. I think it's more important to make sure the work gets done. Maxie's already described how, you know, some of our biggest concerns, like make sure the mail is handled, that appears to be already taken care of. And I think we need more discussions about whether we should hire a database administrator or what. I think the main thing is that we need to discuss what functions we need the person or persons to do. And I'm thinking a database administrator may be only part of what may end up being a development position, perhaps, or something else, or somebody, maybe a national membership coordinator, or whatever we're going to call the person. And if we use an online cloud service, for example, there may not be as much of what sometimes you think about as a database administrator. It's more of a user who can administer it and set it up and plan really how it's used. That's database administrator essentially isn't really well defined here. And so I just moved to refer the strategic planning committee so that this can be fleshed out in more detail. And when we think of other things that need to be added to this also, perhaps.
Thank you, Bill. Is there a second to Bill's motion to refer this to the strategic planning committee?
I'll second it. This is Alex. I think that's
okay.
A good idea.
Okay, and you were next on the stack. Would you like to speak to that? This is what's on the floor.
Yeah, pretty
now,
much. I pretty much agree with what Bill said. I think Maxie's proposal. I'm not opposed to it. It just raises a lot of questions that I don't think we're going to be in a position to make an intelligent decision on tonight. So I think we need to do some more work before we bring it back to the board, I think. And I suppose the Strategic Planning Committee would be a good place to bring that discussion to.
Okay, and Mr. Tatum, does the a motion to refer take discussion, commit to defer, is debatable?
Yes,
I see it is debatable. I look.
Yeah,
at
it is.
All right. Is there any debate on this motion to refer?
This is Sean in New York.
Go ahead, Sean.
Would the body be sending both motions to the Strategic Planning Committee to examine, consider?
Definitely.
Yes, that was my motion.
Okay. And the
Good
Strategic
question,
Planning
Sean.
Committee has been meeting? It exists? It's been populated?
It exists. It has a meeting scheduled for May 20th.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion about this motion to refer these two motions to the Strategic Planning Committee? Hearing no further requests for discussion, is there any objection
Actually,
to this motion?
Actually, Hello,
go ahead.
Jan here. I do have some discussion. It seems to me that the details of the staffing is something that the executive director should be doing. It seems to me that the board needs to say, you know, we want a national office that functions and does this and this, which, you know, I think that both Alex and Maxie's motion speaks to. And it just seems to me that we should give this to the executive director to come up with a plan and at most bring it back to us. It just seems like this is not part of strategic planning. This is work that needs to get done. So I would actually... that's my comment, is that we should really consider that.
I hear you, Jan, and that makes sense. However, I would refer you to a motion that passed about a month ago or so that puts a freeze on hiring and spending until there's a full budget for the national office and until we get some financial reports. So, I agree, but on the other hand, it's right and proper for Maxie to bring this to the board. So anyway,
Jan for the stack.
Okay, you can continue.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up, that there
I
is
think
that.
That's an important point that there's a freeze, but it seems to me that we kind of have a general agreement, I believe, and maybe we could just, you know, check this out, but I think we have a general agreement that we need to hire somebody to be in that national office. I mean, part of the problem that we had was we just did not have a functioning national office. And we can make the decision that we can be penny wise and pound foolish and not hire anybody, or we can plan to hire somebody and as soon as we get financials, but I don't see sending this out to the strategic planning committee or whoever else. I mean, this is really why we would have an executive director, and he could come back and, you know, we could either make the decision now or make the decision later of what it is that we want to do here. So I'm recognizing that we have the hiring freeze. We could, you know, say
screen it from the stack.
We'll just, you know, hire one person outside of that hiring.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Jean. Thank you. I hear you. Okay, Sabrina, you want to speak to this motion to refer to the strategic planning committee?
Yeah.
Okay, Sabrina, you're recognized, and Don, you'll be after Sabrina.
Yeah, I'm not quite understanding what Jan just said, to be honest with you. It needs to be referred out to the strategic planning committee. This needs to be a group effort, a group decision, especially in light of the situation that we are still somewhat dealing with as far as personnel issue is concerned regarding the national office. So I think it would behoove us all, and it would be right in line with our fiduciary duty and responsibility to ensure that we all have a say as far as what happens with that national office. Thank you.
Maxie,
thank you. Donald, you're next, and then Maxie. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I'm obviously new to this board, but I have a couple of questions here for clarification, if nothing else. So essentially, we have a non-functioning national office, and we do have a functioning executive director, and apparently we've outsourced a number of tests that normally the national office would be conducting. So it seems to me that before we say we need this or that in the national office, I think we need to understand what functions we want to continue to have in the national office, whether it's pension administration or human resources or customer relations management, and then figure out which we can truly outsource and which we can't, and which are crucial and necessary to retain in-house, and where that belongs. And according to the fact that Pacifica is a California corporation, nonprofit corporation, that office probably should be housed in California. That's all I got right now.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak to this motion to refer?
Parliamentarian for the stack.
Maxie Jackson is next on the stack.
No, it's okay. I'll withdraw, actually. I don't need to comment, so go ahead.
Okay.
Chris Corey's in the stack.
Oh, okay. Mr. Tatum, do you still have anything to say?
Yes. I just wanted to remind board members that the motion on the floor is to refer or not to refer. So a lot of the questions that they are asking right now, would it be sent to that committee to be answered and to be considered? But right now, it's to refer or not to refer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. All right. Chris, are you?
Yeah, I just had
to this
request for information, Nancy.
Okay, go ahead. Request for information come before discussion.
That's
so
fine. That's fine. I'll wait.
I just wanted to follow up with Mr. Tatum. So if we don't refer to committee, that would that mean that we would have to vote on these motions? or continue debate or whatever.
Continue debate.
Yes. Okay. So, please, in the future, all members refer your questions to me as chair, and then I would refer them to the parliamentarian.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
No, I understand it. It's a fine, but just a little hint. So now, Chris, back to you, Chris.
It's okay. I'm going to withdraw the question. Never mind. It's all right.
Okay. Any other discussion on this motion to refer? Okay. Is there any objection to referring both Alex's motion and Maxie's motion to the Strategic Planning Committee?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Crozier, can we please take a vote on this?
Okay. This is on the motion to refer to the Strategic Planning Committee. Gary Bost is absent. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Abstain.
Okay, Chris abstains. Phil Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jane Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Oh.
Jan, no.
Okay, oh, Sabrina votes, I mean, Jan votes no. Sabrina?
Yes.
Any votes yes? Wally James?
No, I passed.
Yes.
Oh, you passed. Okay, sorry. Sabrina passes. And Wally votes yes. Okay. Dwayne Lark, are you there? Can hear you. Adrian LaViolette?
Pass.
Okay, pass. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes? Can't hear you, Lawrence. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
I vote no.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Mansoor Sabah passes. James Sagerton?
Pass.
James passes. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Nancy votes no.
Bill, I'm back. Lawrence is back. I accidentally voted.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
how
I'll
do you
vote
yes.
on this? I vote yes.
Votes yes. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees is excused. Muscula Washington?
No.
Muscula votes no. Going back, let's see, Gary Bost is absent. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yeah.
Okay, Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Assume he's not on the call. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Okay, and Tom Voorhees is out.
Ralph.
No. Okay, you're changing your vote to no, okay?
Right.
Ralph Pointer changes to
Lawrence,
no.
I wish to change my vote.
Is that Lawrence?
I wish to change my vote.
Okay, yeah, that's Lawrence, though?
Yeah, I'd like to vote no.
Okay, Lawrence is going to vote no. All right, let me count. Eight yes.
Bill, you're muted.
Wait. Yeah. We lost our lost Bill, I think. Maybe his phone went dead. Okay, by my count, we have a tie. There are eight yeses, eight noes, one abstention. The chair votes yes. And we'll wait for a moment to see if Bill is back on the call. We can recount this vote, but as of now, this motion passes. So these two motions are going to be referred to the Strategic Planning Committee. We'll wait a moment to see if we can get Bill back on the line so he can give an official vote tally. Bill, are you back? Bill?
This is Bill. I'm back. Sorry.
Bill,
thunderstorm knocked me off. Okay. Yeah.
I told everyone that there are eight yeses, eight noes, which is and one abstention.
Correct.
By my
Correct.
Count, and I voted yes.
Right.
So
okay.
The motion to refer passes. Is that
okay.
Does that tally with your
yeah,
position?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So
that's correct.
This motion. These two motions, Alex's motion and Maxie's motion, will be referred to the Strategic Planning Committee. Now we're back to the agenda.
Madam Chair, Mansour would like to be recognized.
Okay. For what reasons you wish to be recognized?
I wish for our secretary to read the names of people who voted yes and no. Just, I have a different count, but just wanted to make sure we are good with that. That's all.
Okay, Bill,
okay.
Are you willing to do that since it was a closed
yeah.
vote?
Okay. Grace Aaron, yes. Robin Collier, yes. Chris Corey abstain. Bill Crozier, yes. Donald Goldmacher, yes. Jan Goodman, no. Sabrina Jacobs, yes. Wiley James, yes. Adrian Leviolette, no. Ralph Pointer, no. Lawrence Reyes, no. John Rhodes, yes. Eileen Rosen, no. Mansour Sabah, no. James Egerton, yes. Nancy Sorden, no. Alex Steinberg, yes. Muscular Washington, no.
Okay. That is nine yeses, eight noes. The motion to refer passes. Now, do we have any other moving on with the agenda? Do we have any other business tonight? I don't think so.
Just want to remind everybody the next meeting date.
Madam
Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, for what purpose, Lawrence?
The committee's convening. When is that going to happen? Because it's been a month now, and still I think the only committee that has convened are personnel and programming. Anyways, I'm just asking that question.
Okay, it's a good point. I am not sure who the conveners are for every committee. Let's see. The committees, the Finance Committee is scheduled to meet on the 14th, so that's going to happen. I'm looking at KPFTX now. The Audit Committee is meeting. That's meeting on the 13th. So those committees are still meeting from last year. The only other committees that we have would be the Governance Committee, which hasn't met in quite some time. Is there somebody on the Governance Committee who could volunteer to convene that committee? On the Governance Committee. I believe I'm on it. Bill, you're on it, right?
Yes.
Who else is on the Governance Committee?
I, um, This is Eileen. I am.
Eileen, okay.
I believe I am as well. This is
yes,
James.
I am too.
James, okay. All right. I'd like to not have to do that task, so would any one of you three other people like to volunteer to convene the governance committee?
Nancy, I'm on that committee too. Yeah.
Nancy, okay. Somebody want to volunteer to convene that committee? Oh, you can't have two. It can't be two people. It's either Eileen or Nancy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking last year.
Okay.
Never mind.
Alrighty. Either Bill, Eileen, or James, anyone want to volunteer to convene that committee?
Well, it's Bill. I'll do it if neither one of them want to. But I don't care.
Bill. Okay, that would be great, Bill. All right, I'm gonna unofficially suggest that the governance committee ensure that the rest of the working groups and committees have conveners and get rolling. So that's the election committee and
Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Alex. As the outgoing chair of the Strategic Planning Committee, I am convening the Strategic Planning Committee, the first meeting of the new Strategic Planning Committee.
It's posted for the 20th.
Right. I just wanted to know that.
Yes.
Bill for the stack.
Point of order.
Yes.
People please let Grace finish her sentences before, breaking in?
I'd like to suggest that we allow the governance committee to take over responsibility for getting the committees that are not convened yet to shepherd them along, if that's okay with everybody. I want to do it informally. Can you all in the governance committee kind of get that going, possibly? It's going to take. It would take too long tonight to figure out conveners for all the other workshops. I mean, working groups. And the elections committee.
Eileen to the stack.
Okay, Eileen.
Yes, Bill can convene us pretty soon, and we can review which committees need that done for them and how we can do that.
Okay, is there any objection to that? All right, hearing none, we'll go in that direction. And the other thing is, I'd like to.
And Bill for the stack.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. I was going to remind everyone, when your LSP selects your non-director members to the national committees, make sure that information is sent to Otis McClay as soon as possible so that those people get automatic notifications of the meetings and so that we can also contact them and, verify what days and times are good or bad for them, because we need a master list of who's on which committees. Thank you.
Very, very good point. Very good suggestion, Bill. Very good. And maybe that information could be sent to the secretaries of the various local station boards and the chairs. Anyway, moving on. Before we adjourn this meeting, we've completed all our work, except for one thing. I'd like to ask you all when you'd like to meet next. Do you feel that we need to meet next week, or can we skip next week and meet 2 weeks from now? And that would have to be for a special meeting, I guess, because this is our monthly meeting. So how would we like to do that? Because I'd prefer, generally speaking, we three directors will get together and decide unilaterally amongst the three to call a special meeting and create a subject matter that the special meeting is dedicated to, which restricts the meeting to that subject matter. But I'd like to open this up for a few minutes to the entire board to see when you'd like to meet next and what subjects you'd like to go over when we meet. So we can notice the meeting tonight.
Mansoor would like to speak to that.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. I think it would be best to meet in 2 weeks from now, just because all the committees have already met and we can get a notion of how we're heading forward within Pacifica, and we can get a report back from the committees as well. That's my motivation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to weigh in?
I have a question, Grace.
Yes, go ahead.
Are you proposing that we have a special meeting with an open agenda instead of a restricted agenda, as we normally do for a special meeting?
Well, if that's a possibility, would you like to make that suggestion as a motion?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Absolutely, Mansoor.
Okay. So that would be an open agenda, PNB, open meeting for May 23rd, Thursday, May 23rd. Is there any objection to that? Okay. So
I'd like to ask the parliamentarian.
I would like to be on the stack.
Oh, Grace.
Okay, sorry. Maybe I prematurely went to a vote. I'm getting a little tired. So, okay. Is that Nancy and who else?
And Jan.
And Jan. Okay, Nancy first.
Can we have an open meeting without 30 days notice?
Well, you know, it's a special rule, so it's suspending the rules. That's proper. That would be intrinsic in what Alex is putting forward.
So, Jan, can we have a related question?
Okay. Does that answer your question, Nancy?
Let me see if I'm not sure. So you're saying Alex is asked to suspend the rules about 30 days notice for an open meeting. That's
correct.
In the bylaws that we have to have. Can we go against the bylaws?
Okay.
And suspend the rules?
Okay, so
there's some cases where you can't even do that. I don't know.
I'd like to make a suggestion. And any of you can put this forward. If you'd like, in the next few days, everyone who wants to bring some particular agenda item or subject matter up in the meeting on the 23rd, in a meeting on the 23rd, if we care to have one on the 23rd, could certainly forward that, and we could have a special meeting with whatever agenda items you all decide to put on it before and within the next few days. That way it'll have proper notice. There'll be a list of items that are special items, so the agenda would be restricted to those items. Is that a good compromise?
Yep.
So we don't get into a bylaws question? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Alex, would somebody like to make that as a substitute motion to Alex's motion?
Can I withdraw my original motion? I didn't.
No, you can't. It was seconded. It has to have a substitute motion.
Okay.
It's no longer your motion. It belongs to the body.
But I can offer a substitute motion to my own motion, right?
Yeah, you could. You could. That would be good.
So,
parliamentarian for the stack.
Parliamentarian
for the stack.
Okay.
Parliamentarian for the stack. Yes.
Okay.
We've got several things going here. One thing is that even though a person requested to withdraw a motion, the board can approve, the whole board can approve withdrawing a motion. So it's not the motion cannot be withdrawn at all. Number two, if you're going to have a special meeting, I'm going to ask the chair, I think that you have to have, you've already requested that they send in agenda items, but I'm not sure whether it's going to take three directors you know, Alex and maybe two other directors to co-sign on this special meeting. And as far as the agenda items, hopefully everybody will be able to see all of the agenda items 7 days before the meeting.
Yes, Mr. Tatum, I believe that if we decide as a body to have a special meeting on the 23rd, that's more than three directors, so it's totally proper. They're more here noticing a special meeting for the 23rd. So that requirement is fulfilled within this meeting. And then the subject matter of the special meeting will be supplied by whoever wishes to put a suggestion, and then we'll add that to the notice of the special meeting, which hopefully will be posted at least 7 days, if not 10 days, before the 23rd. How does that sound?
Thank you, and I'm fine with that.
Okay. So can somebody move and second that, whatever I just said? Which I
cannot. Yes, I'll second. I move whatever you said.
I'll second.
Okay.
Can somebody send it in writing, please? That's why I'll have it for the minutes. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's take it one step at a time. Is there any objection to eliminating Alex's motion for an open meeting on the 23rd, an open agenda meeting on the 23rd? Okay. Hearing none, we've disposed of that. And let me see if I can figure out. Can someone figure out what I just suggested and move it? Why write it up?
Can I take a stab at it?
Yes. Are you putting it in writing while you're stabbing?
that's a little trick here.
Okay.
Maybe somebody else can beat me to it. I'll try.
I'm putting it together. The PMB has decided to notice a special meeting for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. PNB directors will suggest areas of agenda subjects within one, at least, let's say, 8 days for the 23rd, and they will be added to the meeting posting. How's that? So I'll read that. The PNB has decided to notice a special meeting for Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. PNB directors will suggest agenda subjects at least 8 days before the May 23rd, and they will be added to the meeting posting. For the posting of the meeting, let me put it that way. The posting of the meeting. I would like the secretary to post this meeting, however, tonight, and let's have one or two subjects to be posted, because it has to have a subject matter. So anyway, first of all, let's finish this. Would anybody be willing to move this? Because I'm the chair, I shouldn't be moving it.
Mansoor,
move.
Okay. So I'm going to send this out to everybody so you have it. And the next thing is, I shouldn't, well, whatever.
Jan Goodman has been on the stack and waiting.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Jan.
I don't think that we have set a regular meeting of the PNB yet for this year. So I think that we should do that. Then we can have all of those posted for the year. And I would like to do that. Unless it's quite possible I missed a meeting. when that was done.
Nancy to the staff?
Unless it's done permanently previously, in which case that's fine.
Okay. Jan, I hear you. Let's first decide on this May 23rd meeting date, okay?
Sure.
Does somebody want to move? We already have this moved and seconded, right?
Yeah, I thought you were moving on to something else. That's why.
No. Is there any objection to meeting on May 23rd, which is 2 weeks from tonight? Hearing no objection. The next thing would be I strongly suggest that we put at least in the meeting notice, because it's a special meeting, it should have at least one thing on the agenda when it's noticed, and it should be noticed if tonight, so we know it's there. So does anyone
Nancy.
Have a suggestion?
Nancy
actually, and Jan.
Yeah, go
also.
Ahead, Nancy. Actually, we have something. We have from the Strategic Planning Committee the referred motions about how to staff the national office. So national office staffing would be, is there any, can somebody move that? Because that's an obvious thing we're going to have to take up.
Don't move.
Okay. And any objection to adding that to the posting of this special meeting or putting this on the posting, national office staffing? Hearing
this
no
bill
objection.
Substitute.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. Now, wait a second. We have Jack here. Let me gather my thoughts. I think we have on the stack Jan and who else?
I withdraw, Nancy.
Okay. Jan, did you want to speak?
Yes, I would like to also put on the agenda for the executive session. I'd like to put an executive session also on the agenda and the personnel committee ED evaluation. Hopefully we'll have something by then, too.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so let's work with the first. Let's sort out the open meeting. We're still on the open meeting, I believe, but we'll get to that. That's a very good thing that you brought up, Jan. Now, what was your substitute motion, Bill?
Well, just to make it more generic and have committee reports, and that can include reports from any committees.
Okay, committee reports. Good. Okay.
But it can be in addition to that. We can have, you know, what you just listed, and we can also have committee reports.
Committee reports. Okay.
And also,
would anyone
can ask, and also approve minutes.
Minutes. Okay, so would anybody second? Will anybody second Bill's substitute motion?
May I ask?
Adrian, second.
Too late.
Okay, so one little question, Bill. Are you leaving NO staffing in there, national office staffing, or is that under committee reports?
Well, I thought that would be under committee reports, but if you want to have it separate, then just don't make mine a substitute. Just have mine as an addition. So it's okay.
Okay. Is that
it doesn't
okay
need to be a substitute.
Everybody? Okay. All right. So we have, okay. So bills have been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to noticing these three things, committee reports, national office staffing, and approved minutes, as at least part of the posting for the Thursday, May 23rd, open session of the PNB. Any objection to that? Hearing none, that we have an open session scheduled. Now, executive session. Jan is moving that we schedule an executive session for May 23rd and that one of the items be referred to the personnel committee regarding the executive director evaluation. Is there a second for Jan's motion?
Second, Mansoor.
Okay. It's getting pretty late, so let's just, is there any objection to having an executive session, this executive session, on the 23rd of May? Hearing no objection, that's
decided. Now, just let me remind you all that you may submit, because all of us are noticing this special meeting. All of you are invited to add agenda items to the posting of this special meeting to broaden it however you want to. Okay, so we're done with that. Now, Jan, I'm sorry, but it's 4 minutes to midnight on the East Coast. We just don't have time to.
And Mansoor would like to be in stack. Mansoor would like to be in stack for 30 seconds.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
Thank you. For those of those who are listening to us online, I want to appreciate all the board members for we conducted a cordial and very respectful meeting for the first time in very long time. And I do want to appreciate you, Grace, for chairing this meeting, that it went smooth. Thank you.
You're very welcome, but I have to say that I give 90% of the credit to board members, not myself. So now, well, Jan, is it okay?
That.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Thank you very much. Jan,
I think that we could just say, you know, whatever day it is, the third Thursday of the month is going to be our board meetings, except for, you know, is it the third Thursday is our regular board meeting? And we could just
Nancy?
Vote on it.
Nancy, I move to extend for 5 minutes to briefly clarify and finish this item.
So, second.
Is there any objection to extending this meeting by 5 minutes or so we can sort out the annual the meeting schedule for the
monthly
year? Monthly meeting schedule.
5 minutes.
No objection? Okay. So
Nancy
proposing?
To the stack. Nancy to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I already put PNB meeting on the agenda all the way through to December, and this is to be voted on by the current PNB as the regular meeting, and it was following our regular meeting schedule of last year, which I believe was the first Thursday of every month.
Second. If today is any indication, today is the...
No, today was... I put today on there because it was too late to notice the first Thursday as a regular meeting. So the rest of the month, I put the first Thursday of the month, which was our regular meeting day last year.
Okay, so the next meeting is scheduled for the 6th.
June 6th.
June 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after that, I guess it would be, July 4th. That's not good.
No, wait, that couldn't be right. I think I made it wrong, probably. I probably made it July 11th. I don't think I would have made it July 4th. I can check real quick.
Well, that's what it has on the KPFTX calendar.
Oh, I did it for the 4th? Oh, my goodness.
Move to
change. Okay, so do you want
to
make a...
Do
you want to make a...
Whatever.
Do you want to make a motion? And it's August 1st, and then September 5th, October 3rd, November 7th, December 5th,
Is September 5th Labor Day weekend?
Probably September 5th. No, I don't know when Labor Day weekend is. Not sure.
No, Labor Day is September 2nd.
Okay, so the 5th is a Thursday. It's pretty far away from Labor Day. So
I can change July...
Oh, you
wrote 4th, July 11th.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So can somebody make a motion? Nancy, why don't you make a motion to keep the
PNB regular meeting schedule for the first Thursday of the month, except for July. July be on the 11th. How's that?
All right. I move that. Let's see. I'll send that in writing. All right.
Excuse me.
While Nancy is writing this up, is that we have new board members? Is this okay with all of you? Is this comfortable for you all? I guess so, unless you're all asleep.
That's a possibility, too. But
that's a possibility. Well, any motion could be rescinded. So.
It's fine with me, Grace.
It's fine with me, Grace. I carved Thursday out anyway, so.
Okay, good. Good. Very good. Okay, Nancy, is that written up?
Okay. December 2019. Okay. Does this sound right? I move that the regular PNB meetings through December 2019 be on the first Thursday of the month, except for July, which will be on July 11th.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Jan, because it's good that we got this housekeeping done.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection? I don't think so. Okay, so that's our schedule from now until December. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A motion to adjourn by Ralph, and let us have an addendum that meeting should end at 11:30. But let us adjourn.
Okay. So, any objection to adjourning?
No.
Thank you all very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Ray.